podcast over with because I'm just so upset right now. Are you ready?
Yep.
Welcome back to A Bitch and a Witch.
Howdy.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chad. It's been a day already, and it's not even that late.
I'm at my wit's end.
I swear to all the gods, old and new, every time we try to be really productive and record two episodes in one day, all fucking shit fire hits the fan.
We had some technical difficulties today trying to set up to record. The solution was really so simple, and I'm just so angry about everything that's happened today. So,
if this is your first time joining us, I apologize in advance. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Thanks for bearing with us while we ran.
And then we were getting ready to record, and I realized that the article that I saved for the bitch rant was the wrong article. So, we don't have a bitch rant today.
We're gonna just make it through. So,
yeah. If you are new here, we normally start off our episodes with what we call a bitch rant. It's usually just a small story or something that we want to share or something that we legitimately want to bitch about. So,
yeah, just a smaller little segment to start things off. I think we're just going to have more of a general
rant about things. We're just going to have. Well, I'm just going to have a mental breakdown. I don't know about Chad. That's how today's episode is going
to
start.
I feel like we still have enough time to do this episode, so it could be worse.
Oh, we've got plenty of time.
After the bitch rant, we go into our main topic, which is something that we've decided to discuss at length. Roughly an hour, depending on how much we ramble. And just whatever different topic, we cover all sorts of different stuff. We also take suggestions if you're new and you want to suggest something to us. We are very open to that.
DMs are open. They are. And all of our social media will be linked.
They are always open. Very few of you talk to us. I don't know why. And then we end things with a witch tip, which is usually just like a shout out or recommendation, something we've enjoyed recently. Occasionally we sprinkle some actual witch tips in there, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the day. So that is the format. Thank you for being here again. I don't know why I said that again. How's your mental breakdown going, Sam?
If you're new here, I'm unwell. If you're not new here, you knew that already.
This is a great episode so far. Oh no.
Anyway, do you want to hear about my puppy? She's so cute.
Yeah. Tell us her name.
Her name is Iris. Like I said, she's 6 months old. I got her from a shelter. She was brought in as a stray. It was from the animal control shelter here.
Which is weird because she doesn't act like a stray.
No.
I wonder how long she was without a home.
I don't know. But
can't have been that long. Who knows? Anyways, sorry.
They said she's 6 months old. They say that she's a pit bull. Mm-hmm. I feel like she might be mixed with something else, but I don't know.
I could see that just based off the pictures.
Mm-hmm. She's fucking adorable.
She's very cute.
She is scared of a lot of things.
That's normal for puppies.
Every time I run the vacuum cleaner, she runs into the hallway and hides.
At least she's not barking at it, which is what
it's true.
My dogs sometimes do. They've gotten better about it, but yeah.
She's also terrified of the blender. She runs and hides from that as well. But she's very cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
She's been easy to housebreak.
That's good.
So that's good.
That is sometimes the hardest part.
I think because treats, you know.
Oh, yeah. She's food motivated.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I get it.
Me too.
She was She was very excited. When she came home from the shelter, she had just got fixed because I don't know if all of the shelters around here are like this, but animal control will not take you let you take home an animal unless it's been fixed.
Like, that's fairly common.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
So she had just got her spay surgery, so they sent us home with medication for that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having a lot of anxiety about being in the shelter, so they had her on anti-anxiety meds.
Oh, okay.
So I had to keep giving her those because they were weaning her off of it.
Yeah.
You know, as you do with anti-anxiety meds.
Don't want to just stop cold turkey.
Yeah, no cold turkey.
It's not great for your brain.
No. So I was wrapping her pills in cheese, as you do.
Yep.
And she very much enjoyed that.
Yep. Again, I get it.
I get it.
Cheese is fantastic.
Right. Love cheese.
One of the best things to eat.
I, like a true Midwesterner, have an entire drawer dedicated to cheese in my refrigerator.
Same. Is that not normal?
I don't know.
Are you, have you watched Love is Blind or like, do you know anything about it?
No.
So Emily really likes it for whatever reason. I definitely have my limit with those reality type of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the dudes this season is from Wisconsin, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's like pretty typical Midwestern Wisconsin type of dude. He's like obsessed with cheese, pretty stupid, like very high energy. It's really entertaining to watch him try to like interact with other people, and they're all like, what the hell? So they're talking about getting married, and he's like, we need like a, it's like a kid's buffet, you know, like cheese, pizza, and all this like cheese curds. It's just like, it was pretty funny.
Cheese curds. Sounds like a Wisconsinite to me.
It does. But also, I was like, I mean, I like all those things.
Same.
I can't be too mad at them.
I love cheese curds. Fried cheese curds.
Oh my God, fried cheese curds.
So good.
So good. Put a little bit of ranch on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oop.
Oop. But yeah, I got a puppy. She's adorable.
I'm fighting the urge to get another dog.
You have two.
I do have two. Three is a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the whole thought of, like, training another dog is not ideal. And I just don't know, with Bub and how temperamental he is, I don't know if we could adopt an older dog and, like, they would just be cool with each other. I just don't really see that happening. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see if I actually end up getting one.
My cats are still not okay.
Oh, really?
With the new dog.
They'll get used to her.
They very much don't like her.
Really?
Yeah.
They like Rebel, right?
Yeah.
They'll get used to her.
I don't know. Maybe it's because they had a traumatic experience with a bigger dog in the past.
Misa.
Uh-huh. She tried to eat the cat.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
But all she wants to do, also here's the thing about Iris, she mm-hmm. has zero fucking chill. So she comes at the other animals very aggressively.
Yeah,
because she's a bubba,
right?
And she just wants to play.
Yeah, she doesn't know her limits,
and the cats don't want to play with her. Rebel often does not want to play with her, but he will play.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Finally. He has finally started to play with her.
Yeah, that's good.
My animals have not had a fun transition time with Iris.
Yeah.
But
she'll mellow out a little bit.
Yeah. She warmed up to us very quickly.
Yeah.
She's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's very treat motivated. We had a huge problem. Every time I would pick up the leash, she would run and hide.
Oh, no.
But she was really excited to go outside.
Do you think, I mean, your yard is like fenced.
Yeah.
Do you think she would like bust out of the gate or something?
I know that she can jump it because we have a baby gate in the house and she has jumped it. And it's the same height as our fence. So. Jeez.
Well, hopefully she'll stop doing that eventually.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
If not, we'll just have to get a lead that's like far enough from the short part of our fence.
Right.
Because she can't jump the 6-foot part of our fence, but the 4-foot part of our fence, she can very easily get over.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So we might have to like lead her.
Yeah.
In the backyard. So she can run off some of her energy. But enough about my new puppy. She's adorable.
She is.
I post pictures and videos of her on Instagram all the time. On my Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Because she's adorable.
She is. I mean, that's basically what Instagram is for.
To show off pictures of your cute animals.
Your animals and your food.
Yeah. My food isn't very Instagram worthy.
I haven't figured out how to take good pictures of food yet. So even if the food looks good, my pictures aren't the greatest. But I do post about food a lot on there because...
Because food.
Because food.
Because food.
That's my passion.
I made chicken parm for dinner last night, and ooh, it was like the best chicken parm I've made in a while.
Nice.
It was delicious.
That sounds good. I was very close to getting that when we went to an Italian place for Valentine's Day. Ended up getting something else, but chicken parm does sound really good.
I was going to make something else, and I realized I didn't have all the ingredients, but I bought, like, a big-ass thing of spaghetti.
Ooh.
At Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And I have a shit ton of pasta sauce in my cabinet.
I usually, yeah. That's a good thing just to keep on hand.
Yeah. So, I was like, chicken, spaghetti, pasta sauce.
Let's do it.
Chicken parm.
Yeah.
And I also had some asparagus in the refrigerator that needed to be eaten, so I seasoned it and chucked it in the oven, and we had that on the side.
Nice.
It's delicious.
Asparagus is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been here. Well, actually, that's a good segue. Today we're talking about food.
Today we are actually on a food subject.
We are.
Instead of just getting sidetracked by food.
Right. So this is somewhat appropriate.
Yeah.
So talking about
food kind of, poverty.
Yeah, a few different things that kind of like roll up into the same
thing.
Food inequality, food poverty, food deserts.
Food insecurity.
Yeah.
All that.
Basically all the same.
Yeah. It all ties in together, basically.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Sure. So one of the things I was reading was that, interestingly enough, the right to food is... And not just food, but like the right to nutritious food is something that the UN decided on. I'm pretty sure it said it was in 1948. And then it kind of just comes down to what, like how you define those things and stuff like that. And some people, like there was a paper written about whether or not different countries kind of like meet that standard.
We don't meet that standard.
I don't think we do. We have it pretty easy here in, like, the greater Indianapolis area, because there's grocery stores all over the place. But a lot of places really don't have that access.
We have for all of the bad things you can say about Indiana,
which is plenty.
Have quite a few advantages with pretty much everything. Like, generally speaking, Indiana, especially central Indiana, has a very stable economy.
Right.
I would imagine, especially now that we've built up all of these warehouses and we have that big FedEx hub and everything.
Yeah.
So we have a pretty stable economy here. It's generally pretty easy to find jobs, especially if you're willing to do things like warehouse work, for instance.
Oh, there's a shit ton of warehouse jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, like, pay isn't really that high for most jobs, but cost of living is also so low that you really don't need to, like, be making that much to live here.
I mean,
more is always nice, but you can get by on a pretty low, like the poorest I've ever been is when my wife was in college and I was working like a shitty warehouse job making, oh God, I don't even remember exactly. I think it was probably like 12 or 13 an hour, something like that. which is not a lot when you're the only one working and, you know, college, so we're poor. But we made it off of just that base because, like, the cost of the apartments were so freaking low, and, like, the cost of food in that area was so low.
Yeah.
Like, everything was just cheap.
But that was also, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, true. I have friends where they're a family of three, and one of them is a stay-at-home parent, and the other one is making, like, $20-something an hour, and they still barely make it by.
Yeah.
So.
It's rough. I mean, having a kid is expensive.
Yeah.
So that definitely makes it a lot more complicated. If we had had a kid at that point, I don't think we would have been able to make it. So, yeah.
But, like, 20 years ago, a family of three with one person making $20 an hour, they probably would live a lot more comfortable than they do now.
Yeah. Inflation has definitely gotten worse.
And is getting worse.
Is currently getting worse as we speak.
Which is probably going to increase the issue with food security that we already have.
Right.
And I know that COVID has led to a lot of that problem, like,
yeah,
over the past, like, year or two.
It's the issue with the supply chain, basically. Mm-hmm. That's causing a lot of it.
Well, and people having to miss work and, you know, like, small businesses. Some people, the closest grocery store they have to them is, like, a mom and pop store. And with a lot of small businesses closing down,
yeah,
they're losing access to the only, like, grocery store they have.
Yeah. I guess that's a good place to start, like, basically the idea of a food desert. Mm-hmm. And kind of, like, what it is and what it leads to. So that's, yeah, like, pretty much what you were saying. It's when your only access to an actual grocery store is, like, a significant distance from you. Some of the videos I was watching were talking about, for some reason, there seems to be a lot of food issues in Georgia. I don't really know why, but that's just something I noticed.
Probably because there's a lot of, like, rural areas in Georgia. And I know I was reading an article published by NPR. They were talking about how you're more likely to live in a food desert in a rural area.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Like, when you're living on a lot of, like, farmland or just, like,
and then everything's just a farther distance.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I read about saying is an issue with food deserts is transportation.
Exactly. Yeah. That was another thing they talked about. So basically it's like, yeah, when your only means of getting food are grocery stores that are, like, a significant distance away from you. A lot of the ones in the video that I watched were saying basically it's, like, 20 miles to the nearest grocery store. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, sure, if you have a car, you can get there easily. But a lot of these people don't have cars.
Yeah.
So they're relying on public transportation, which means then somebody has to help them get all their groceries on and off a bus. Or they have to rely on family members or friends. And then you have to, like, work with their time schedule. You have to put all your crap in their car. Like, it's very difficult to get consistent access to food if it's that far away.
Yeah.
And you don't have a car of your own.
So this says that, this is according to the USDA. It says that 19 million Americans live in what is considered a food desert. Which is about 6% of the population, which doesn't, 6% doesn't seem high.
But 19 million is a lot of people.
But 19 million is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the article, it said that 2.1 million of those households lived in both a food desert and lacked access to a vehicle.
Okay.
So transportation was obviously an issue there.
Right.
And their definition of a food desert in an urban area is if you live more than a mile away from a supermarket, and in rural areas, if you live more than 10 miles away from a supermarket.
Interesting. So it's only within a mile for urban areas.
I would guess that that's because in an urban area, you're more likely to be able to walk.
Walk or somewhat more easily get on, like, a bus or something like that.
Depending on, like, where you live. You know, if you live in like New York or Chicago or someplace,
there's always something very close.
There's a train or...
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Better See, I was public thinking, transport than we have.
Right. I was thinking while I was looking into all this stuff, like, man, I've just got it so easy because the Kroger that I prefer to go to is like barely over a mile away from me.
And if I have stores close to me. The problem is...
You're just kind of in a weird area.
You would have to walk along a very busy main road really that doesn't have sidewalks.
Yeah. So it would be definitely a lot more difficult for you.
Yeah.
The only... I've never been to it, but there is that sort of like discount grocery thingy over by you.
Oh, yeah. I've never been there either. But discount pharmacy that has like groceries and
shit.
Yeah. There's also a Dollar General over there.
That was... Okay. Yeah. That was going to be a different... issue sort of is that there may not necessarily be grocery stores, but a lot of these people have access to convenience stores, gas stations, things like that, which severely limits what food you have available. Very few of those places have produce, so you're just getting highly processed, you know, unhealthy, a lot of the times just junk food. So that just like creates more problems on top of the problems that already exist. And also, if you're going to somewhere like CVS or Walgreens, their prices are just not good. They charge more because it's a convenience type of store. So you're having to pay more for worse quality of food. So that is something that definitely amplifies a lot of these issues, because then another topic within like this whole thing is like the type of food that these communities have access to is leading directly to health problems. So like obesity, diabetes, you know, anything, high blood pressure, anything along those lines.
Well, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why it's such an issue here, since we live in like fucking farmland. But it's so much cheaper to buy junk food or like frozen processed food than it is to buy like a bunch of fresh produce and shit. And it's, I'm sure it's like that. I know it's like that in a lot of other places. And this is something that I've, that gets brought up a lot because there's so many people pushing like vegan and vegetarian diets and like you need to eat more whole foods and like fresh veggies and stuff like that. And just because it is affordable and attainable to you doesn't mean it's affordable and attainable for everybody.
Right.
Not everybody even has access to fresh produce.
No.
And just because it's cheap where you live doesn't mean it's cheap everywhere.
And just because it's better for the environment doesn't mean like people literally don't have access to this stuff.
Also, just like stop pretending that people enjoying a steak is what's really killing the environment when it is the biggest problem with our environment is corporations.
Oh, yeah. By a large margin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to say that the meat industry is like great for the planet, but like there's ways that it can work.
Yeah.
And we should be pushing for those. And I think a lot of people are. But.
More ethically sourced and sustainable meat.
Right. And like less red meat. Like generally, like poultry and like chicken, things like that are not as bad.
It is mostly.
Red meat.
Cows.
Yeah. Mostly cows. But anyways, that's sort of like a different topic. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, if we're going to be mad at anybody, we need to be mad at corporations, not mad at individuals, just kind of like trying to make it in the system that they were put into.
Yeah. One thing that I thought was funny is this was like a few years back. We had a cousin visiting from Southern California, like San Diego. And they went to the grocery store with my mom, and she was like, your avocados here are so much cheaper. And I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. You're right next to them.
Right. Like, you're right where the avocados come from. But our avocados are cheaper.
Huh.
But also, and this adds into the problem with money.
Yeah.
Is, depending on where you live, taxes could be higher.
Right.
And I know that it's not really something that a lot of people, especially in Indiana, think about because we, most of our groceries, we don't have tax on. Hmm. There are few things like pop gets taxed. That's really the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
Because I don't know what else gets taxed, but generally speaking, you don't have tax on our groceries.
Gotcha.
But
somewhere like California obviously does.
Probably does. When I lived in North Carolina, we had tax on our groceries.
Yeah.
It wasn't as high as like our regular sales tax.
Gotcha.
I think the county that I lived in, because in North Carolina, your sales tax depends on by county.
That's weird.
Whereas Indiana, it's like statewide, it's all the same.
Yeah.
But I think the county I lived in, our sales tax was like 7.75%.
Mm-hmm.
But our grocery tax was like only 3%.
Okay.
So our grocery tax wasn't as high as our normal sales tax, but we still had grocery tax.
That shit still adds up when you're struggling to make ends meet in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got to be part of it. And I know, like, for instance, like milk and things like that are like way more expensive.
In
like California, for instance.
Yeah. In North Carolina, our milk was like $5 or $6 a gallon.
Shit.
Yeah.
We would never pay that in Indiana. No. We would burn the store down before we paid that.
I usually buy organic milk because it lasts longer for some reason.
I've noticed we usually buy filtered milk because Emily is either like lactose intolerant or just like she has an aversion to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the filtered stuff doesn't have there's like very little lactose in it, if any.
Mm-hmm.
And that like doesn't really bother her. But I have noticed that it lasts a really long time, which is interesting.
But the organic milk for like half a gallon is still only like $2.
Yeah.
Because I don't buy a full gallon because we won't go through it generally. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cheap for organic milk.
Yeah.
Even just for half gallon.
Right.
I mean, sometimes at Kroger, you can get a half gallon of just like regular milk for like 89 cents.
Right. Yeah. It's very affordable here.
Yeah. I think when we were in Chicago, it was about $5 or $6 a gallon, though. I was like, Wisconsin's right there. Like, Dairyland. And your milk is this expensive. But again, their cost of living and their taxes are higher, so.
Yeah. It's all just kind of comes down to that, huh?
Yeah.
Weird.
So that is part of the issue, is depending on where you live, the groceries can be more expensive, the taxes can be higher.
Right. Which is kind of like what we were talking about on our social, like, contract episode, and just, mm-hmm. like, the reason society exists. It's like, it seems like our system right now doesn't make any sense, because it's so disproportionate, like, what you put in versus what you get out of it.
Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with, like, wealth inequality and things like that. But it's like, somewhere along the line, we really fucked this system up. Or we let corporations fuck it up, I guess. Like, we could...
Greedy people. We let greedy people fuck everything.
Yeah. Like, we could very easily all just be working, like, there's always going to be stressful jobs. I'm not saying every job is going to be stress-free, but, like, we should all just be getting a comfortable wage for what we're doing and then have access to things like food and housing. Like, that is like the bare minimum of what our society should be doing for us. And it's just interesting that even in somewhere like America, where we're supposed to be, you know, according to what they taught us in school, we're supposed to be the most advanced, most free country.
That's the propaganda they throw our way,
isn't it? It sure is. And we have all these issues. Like, a lot of people don't have access to water, but you never hear about that.
They have access to water. They just don't have access to clean drinking water.
Having access to poison water is not, like, that should not count.
Like, you can drink the tap water. You might just get lead poisoning.
And it tastes like shit. It tastes like rocks.
Like Hawaii, where jet fuel got leaked into their water.
Jesus Christ.
Did you not hear about that?
I guess not.
Okay, so this was in December. There was a bulk fuel storage facility from the Navy that had a leak that contaminated Honolulu's drinking water.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was I don't know, a shit ton. Possibly everybody in Honolulu. 20% of the drinking water for the region.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
So, a bunch of people. I think it mostly affected the military base and, like, maybe surrounding communities. Yeah. But didn't have clean drinking water because of a fuel leak that apparently they knew about. So, you know.
Way to go.
Yeah.
God. But then when you're, yeah, so then, like, another thing is that if you don't have access to transportation, and you're also 20 miles, whatever the case may be, away from a grocery store, it's, like, it's impossible to keep good food. Like, it's either not getting eaten fast enough, or you just are buying such a low quantity that you have to go multiple times a week,
mm-hmm.
which is impossible for these people because it's already pretty much impossible for them to make it at all.
Yeah.
So that's another issue that I wanted to bring up. So it's like the ability, like, I'm fully capable. I live close to stores. I have cars. Like, and I don't go to the grocery store multiple times a week.
I don't either.
Like, who the fuck has time for that?
I try not to go multiple times in 2 weeks. I usually do one big grocery shop on payday. And I try to make that it. Sometimes I, like, forget shit or, like, I change, you know. When you're planning out what you want to eat for 2 weeks, sometimes you change your mind.
Yeah,
so sometimes for sure. You do have to make, like, extra trips. But I also just in general try and do a lot of bulk shopping. So I have stuff put away, like the giant fucking box of spaghetti that I bought from Sam's Club.
Right.
So,
which again is a more of an issue of, like, wealth inequality, I guess, where these people don't, like, if you don't have the resources to buy in bulk, then you're paying more for the same amount of stuff.
Absolutely. Like, 100%.
And especially because you're not, like, you don't have a vehicle, so you can't even transport a huge amount of goods anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it all just ties together. But there was one interesting, like, one guy, the video I watched was about Albany, Georgia. And he pretty much, like, him and some other people, like, started a business where they deliver groceries. And it's all, like, a lot of it's fresh produce and, like, dry goods, like beans and rice, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically just, like, delivering this stuff to communities where there's, like, very clearly an issue. Like, so he probably doesn't make a whole lot of a profit. He said he doesn't, they don't charge anybody, like, a shipping type of fee. And they also just kind of, like, drive around a lot during, like, lunchtime hours and, like, pass out snacks for the kids in the areas, just, like, fruit and vegetables, because he knows how hard it is for these people to get actual food in the area. So that made me think, like, what sort of, I don't know if this is the right word, but, like, why is the government not, like, subsidizing or whatever that word is, where they pay for part of the cost of this type of stuff? Like, the issue is that there's not enough grocery stores. Like, why are they not fixing that issue by putting money into it?
Because the majority of this issue, the majority of the people who are affected by food insecurity are people of color.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, but it's just so frustrating to me that our taxes are going towards all this stupid bullshit that I don't support personally. Like, so much money into warmongering and, you know, just, like, tax cuts for billionaires. Like, shit that really shouldn't be happening. And there's people here that need food, need access to, like, all this stuff. And we would rather spend our money on missiles. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
And I don't get, I don't know. I just, there's so many things we need to reform, but I feel like, and I was also kind of considering, like, this is one of the things that, like, universal basic income would really help to resolve. Because if you're giving everybody, like, just a certain amount of money per month or per week to survive on, just because they're a member of your society, then most of those people would have enough money to get food or get transportation or, you know, any number of things, get childcare so they can work more hours. Like, you fix one of these problems and suddenly the economy gets a huge boost because everybody is doing more. And it's just so frustrating that, like, we could do any number of things to solve these issues, but we would rather just kind of, like, argue about quote-unquote moral issues like abortion. Like, we would rather elect somebody who is a Republican, apparently, just because of these, like, single voting issues, rather than do a single thing to, like, try to make our society better, like, make our country stronger in the long run. And it's just crazy. Like, things like education and access to food, access to water, access to basic income, you know, like healthcare. Like, there's so many things we could be doing, mm-hmm. but people only vote on, like, one or two issues. And most of those are stupid. Stupid. But most of those have nothing to do with, like, the common person.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Again, that has more to do with the way our system works than people who vote, because, like, what was it out of the last, I can't remember, but I want to say it was out of the last 9 presidential elections we've had,
mm-hmm.
out of 8 of those 9, I think, I could be wrong, I can't remember, it's been since November 2020 that I looked at the statistics. Yeah. So, but out of the majority of our last presidential elections, the Democrat has won the popular vote.
Yeah.
But because of the way the Electoral College is set up,
right.
we still ended up with Republican presidents.
Right.
So the people want a Democrat in office. The majority of the people want a Democrat in office because the Democrats say nice things. And say that they are for the things that we actually care about, like free education and Medicaid for all.
Yeah.
And, you know, not letting children starve to death.
You would think that would be one of our priorities, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, so like I said, food insecurity is more common in minority communities.
Yeah.
According to the NPR article that I looked at, it says that 19% of Black households and 15% of Hispanic households experience food insecurity, while only 7%, well, rounded up to 8% of white households.
That's still only half, basically, of the other.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All going back to some other issues we've talked about before, where people of color are pretty much, like, forced into living in all the same area, given poor access to the same advantages that us white people have enjoyed. It's just like a self-perpetuating system.
Yeah, so it says 13.7 million households in 2019 experienced food insecurity, which is 1 in 4.
Wow.
So that was just, like, over the course of 2019 at some point. So, like, not necessarily
the whole time,
continuous food insecurity, but at some point in the year they had, you know, they didn't know where their next meal was coming from, or they had to subsidize meals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And it definitely goes back to what you were saying, too. Like, it's definitely gotten worse since then because of the pandemic and just how fucked up everything has gotten.
Yeah.
So many smaller businesses closing. Even, like, some of the bigger companies are struggling in certain ways.
The really shitty part about it is that households with children are more likely to experience food insecurity. It says they're 1.5 times more likely.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, that's an extra mouth to feed.
Yeah.
That's a person who's not bringing in any income.
Yeah.
It's a freeloader.
freeloading bastards.
Little freeloading assholes. And then you have to think about all of the other costs that come with kids. So, yeah. Like, diapers.
Right.
Which, I don't know. How old are kids before you potty train them, usually?
2, 3. Depends.
Yeah, so that's like...
That's expensive. Diapers are extremely expensive.
You have to buy formula. That shit's fucking expensive.
Right.
You have to clothe them.
Yep.
You know, you have to send them to school.
Right.
School supplies, not cheap.
Nope.
Even though education is supposed to be free, some places you have to, like, pay book fees.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
That's bullshit. My parents, I should say, paid book fees, like, pretty much the entire time I was in school.
Yeah.
And all sorts of stuff.
And if they don't qualify for free lunch, then you have to pay for their school lunch.
Yep.
For some kids, school lunch is like one of the only meals they can count on.
Yeah. Which, while we're on the topic, is usually not that great.
No, school lunch sucks.
I think it's gotten better, like, in certain areas, but probably not the areas that we're talking about.
I mean, again, it just depends on where you live, what school system you're in.
How much money you have.
America
is great to live if, like, you're rich.
Yeah.
There's no issues.
No.
But if you're like the rest of us and make any sort of, like, normal amount of money, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're one bad thing away from being poor for the rest of your life.
It's a true story.
One thing, so that UN ruling where they decided that you have to have access to food, they did make the specification that you still have to buy it. So they're not saying that a country has to provide food, but they are saying that people have to have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the points the article was making, is that a lot of countries are failing even in that regard. Which is interesting. So, you know, like some of these people that we're talking about, if all you have access to is a gas station with shitty processed, you know, beef jerky combos, like all that sort of, like soda, like that stuff is not doing anything for you nutritionally. In fact, it's giving you problems.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's wild to me that, and it's also just perspective too, like I wouldn't know this was a problem growing up, because even during times where my parents struggled financially, like, we had access to food. So
we had peanut butter and jelly in a tube.
Yeah. I mean.
But, like, nothing to eat. We were just eating the peanut butter and jelly out of the tube.
Yeah.
We had ramen.
Yeah, ramen. I've definitely had plenty of ramen meals because no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I've had a struggle meal or two in my time.
Yeah.
A box of mac and cheese because it's like 38 cents at Aldi.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit more expensive, but one of our go-to poor meals when we were like a lot younger and more broke was tortilla shells, like enchiladas basically. So tortilla shells, the cheapest ones you can find, beans, and like a little Rotel, like green chili pepper type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And cheese, I guess. And that's it. We'd make like a whole tray of those and eat them for like 2 or 3 meals.
I just want to say, fuck inflation.
It's getting bad. Like, we got to do something about this.
So, they used to have a pack of tortillas at Kroger that were like 99 cents for, yeah, a pack of 10.
Yeah.
And they're like $1.49 now.
Yep.
It's so upsetting. And like, you used to be able to go to Meijer and get like a bag of shredded cheese,
right,
for like, what, like $1.88? And now it's over $2.
Yep.
I'm so upset.
Yeah. It's like all these little costs add up.
Yeah.
And then companies like Netflix want to just keep nickel and diming us, like, you raise the price one more time, bitches, I will cancel your subscription. Like, there's not that much stuff on Netflix that you get to raise the price like 4 times in 6 months. Like, that's, yeah, insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
That they just keep doing it.
Yeah. I have to kick people off of my Netflix. Because
it won't let you watch it because too many people are already watching it.
Yeah, because they kept raising the price of it. So I dropped it down to the one where you can only watch two screens at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll go to get on Netflix and like my mom and my brother will be watching something. And I'm like, one of you needs to get off Netflix. Like, I pay for it. So when I want to watch it, right? I should get the privilege.
Right.
So get the fuck off my Netflix.
Would think that's how it would work.
Oh, no, that is how it works.
That, I mean, yeah.
I text them, and one of them's like, all right, I'll watch something else. Perfect.
Yeah.
Although the other night I did get on Netflix to turn on something, and they were watching something, and I was like, I'll watch something else. We have communal streaming services.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you kind of have to at this point, yeah. Because otherwise you just don't, like, you really want to pay $100 to get all the streaming services? Because now there's that many of them? Like, fuck no.
I don't even know what all we have.
There's so many.
Oh, I know there's so many, but... So, I know we have Paramount Plus because it was... You got a year free through T-Mobile.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Mm-hmm.
I have Netflix and Hulu.
Yep.
And then my mom has Amazon and HBO Max.
Okay.
And we all just...
Share
they don't all. Use my Hulu anymore. I think Disney. My brother started doing it.
You've got Disney somehow.
I have the Disney. Hulu, Disney, ESPN. Bundle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Coming in clutch with that ESPN.
That is actually a pretty good bundle.
That's great for the price that you pay for all three of those services.
Remember when Disney like first came out and it was like $5 for a month and you could sign up for like 2 years with that price?
Yeah.
They knew. They did it so smart. Because they did that shit back before all these, like, Disney shows and Star Wars shows. And then suddenly, like, it's a big app and everybody wants to have it.
Yeah.
Like, we all know the price is going to go up eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not one that I pay for. I've got somebody else's login. Yeah. No,
my Hulu, I did the bundle.
It's a good deal. I don't blame you.
Well, because I was already paying for Hulu, and I was going to get Disney Plus, and then I saw the bundle, and I was like, saving money.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper to do it that way.
I didn't think I would use the ESPN Plus, but, you know, then hockey season came, so.
I use it very rarely, but there are, like, certain times where it's pretty nice to have. I guess we need to move on to witch tips, because we sort of strayed off the path here. Watching anything good lately?
I just got done watching Yellow Jackets on Showtime, and it's so good.
I've heard a lot about that one.
You should watch it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Thanks to Kaylee for getting me sucked into it.
Hey, Kaylee. I have been watching... There's two episodes left, so I'm not done with it, but there's only six episodes total, so it's very quick watch, but it's called Murder... Oh, God. I might have to look this up. I think it's called Murder Town. 1 second. Let me double check.
Is that the one on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
And they have, like, a different guest star every episode, but the guest star doesn't know what the script is.
Murderville. Yes, basically. So the concept is that Will Arnett is the main guy. He's playing a detective, and he works in this whatever police district. And so there's an ongoing plot line. Like, he was married to the captain, and now they're divorced, and so there's drama with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's different stuff like that that kind of carries over from episode to episode. But every episode, they investigate a different murder. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they have, like, a different celebrity guest. And most of them are actors, like Conan O'Brien and, you know, my favorite episode so far has been Kumail Nanjiani. And he's like, a comedian, but he's... been in Marvel movies recently. He was in The Eternals.
Mm.
But he is extremely funny, and his episode is amazing. But yeah, so they bring these people in, and they have to, like, play the part of, like, oh, I'm like a detective in training. And they are working with Will Arnett's character and trying to solve the whatever murder is going on that week. But they're playing themselves. Like, it's not like they're playing a character. They're playing themselves, but they're thrust into the situation, and they don't know anything. Like, they have to improv everything they do. Mm-hmm. So every guest has kind of handled it a little bit differently so far. but some of them try to like kind of be serious about it and play along and take all these notes.
Yeah.
And some people just like fuck around the whole time. I don't know if you've ever watched Schitt's Creek, but Annie Murphy is one of the guest stars on it. She's from, that's what she's most famous for. But her episode was hilarious because she was like really struggling to like play along. Like she kept forgetting people's names. And she was like having a hard time like keeping track of all the clues and things like that. So like it's really interesting just like watching how everybody approaches it, but it is really hilarious. So I would highly recommend people check that out. It's pretty great.
Yeah, my mom was telling me about it. She said it was really funny.
Yeah, I have enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm excited to watch the other two episodes. Mm-hmm. But Murderville, Netflix, I would definitely recommend that one.
How do I describe Yellow Jackets? I really just don't know. There's like two different timelines going on. There's one that's in like 1995 or 1996.
Okay.
And then there's one that's in like present times.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a girls' high school soccer team that is going to like nationals or something, and their plane crashes in the wilderness.
Okay.
So they're basically like, you know, trying to survive and shit. And there's like a supernatural element that's happening. And there's some cannibalism, you know, they're trapped in the fucking wilderness.
Oh, shit.
And then the present day timeline is like survivors, people who were found.
Okay.
And
so kind of like Lost.
I don't know. Fucking maybe.
You never watched Lost?
I tried to watch Lost. I couldn't do it, but
it sounds a little bit similar.
Yeah. So there's, like weird shit happening with these survivors, and that relates back to them being in the wilderness.
Okay.
I'm trying to describe it without giving anything away.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, it's really good. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend.
Nice.
It's on Showtime. It is worth borrowing somebody's Showtime or signing up for a free trial and then canceling it. It's worth it.
I'll have to double check. I don't think we have Showtime, but I have heard a lot about that show, and I definitely want to watch it, so I'll have to figure it out.
I might be able to give you my Showtime, but you probably have to watch it quickly because I think I'm about to cancel it.
Oh. Okay. Anything else? It's been a few weeks since we recorded.
No, the only other thing I've been watching is I started watching Schitt's Creek again because I've never finished it.
It's so good.
I know. I love it. It's hilarious.
There's not many. How many are there? Like 5 seasons? 6 maybe?
Something like that. And there's short seasons.
Yeah, there's really not that much of it. But it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I've been watching that. I started watching Dead to Me again.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like what I've seen of it.
Wait, Dead to Me or Dead Like Me?
Dead There's to Me.
So many, I kind of forget. Which one Dead is that? Dead
to Me is the one on Netflix. It's Christina Applegate.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is a good one.
Yeah.
It gets pretty wild. Like, have you finished it?
No.
Okay. The second season, I was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, this is sort of like, it's less believable at this point because it's so crazy.
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed it a lot. Their acting is really good and, like, their relationship definitely carried the whole show.
Yeah. I started watching it like when the first season came out.
Yeah.
But I fell asleep watching an episode and I just never went back to it.
Right.
But I'm starting like self-care.
Yeah.
I'm starting to take care of myself.
You should.
So
everybody should.
At night, before I go to bed, as my, like, sort of nightly wind-down routine, I just, like, chill in the living room.
Yeah.
I bought these fancy new light bulbs that change colors, and you can, like, adjust how bright they are.
Right.
So I pick a color, and I, like, adjust how bright I want them to be. Usually they're pretty dim, and I, like, light some candles.
Yeah.
And I just relax. I pick a TV show to watch.
Yeah.
I watch a few episodes, and I cuddle with my dog, and just
chill.
Just fucking chill, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like a whole chill vibe.
Yeah.
I've been looking at
I wanna look into those lights and perhaps get some. Because
fucking
even
love them.
Even just the ability to dim it is something I've always wanted.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Just some fancy light bulbs.
Yeah.
I want them in every room of my house. They will be. Eventually.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't gotten more.
They will eventually take over my entire house. I love it.
I love when our power goes out and we just have the room lit up by candles. Mm-hmm. That's very relaxing.
Because yeah. It's nice. It's like warm and comforting.
Right.
I'm trying to turn my house into like a fucking oasis, man.
Do it. Life's too short. Like,
right.
We just got to do what makes us happy.
Yeah. I just want it to be like a chill vibe, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like my house makes me so anxious and I hate it.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Just trying to like clear out some clutter and.
Oh my God. I've been trying to do that for a few weeks. There's just so much. We needed to do like a whole thing like we did. The whole, like, Marie Kondo thing where you just, like, literally go through everything and just get rid of shit.
That's what I'm doing in my house. I'm, like, doing it room by room.
It's so nice when you're done.
Yeah. So, what I did is I just pick a room. I did it with my living room. I cleaned the living room. Anything that didn't belong there, I just put in the room where it belonged.
Yeah.
And I normally would just clean that room too because ADHD cleaning. But I just make myself focus on one room. I clean it and then I organize everything that goes in there. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm cleaning other rooms and find something that goes in that room, I put it in the spot where it's supposed to go.
Gotcha.
And it's made everything just so much easier. Yeah. And I've had to make myself stop because I try and organize when I clean and I'm like, no.
Too much.
Just clean everything and then organize it.
Yeah.
So that's my tip for today. That is my real witch tip. If you try to organize when you're cleaning and you find it overwhelming, just clean.
And then worry about.
And then start organizing.
Right.
Once it's clean.
I agree with that.
Organizing will be a lot less stressful or anxiety inducing.
Yeah.
Like today. I don't think I told you this. When I told you that I was going to drink my coffee and then make breakfast, I went to go make breakfast and I never made breakfast.
Oh.
I organized my cabinets instead. My kitchen cabinets look so good right now, though. So I ended up just making myself some peanut butter toast because I didn't have time for breakfast.
Yeah.
Because I started
That's fair.
Cleaning
That's
out
a,
cabinets.
It's a pretty decent breakfast. My pantry is a fucking mess. I need to figure that out. All right. There's a few tips for y'all.
Yeah. A cleaning tip and then some shit that you need to watch.
Hopefully somebody finds it useful. Yeah. We will be back next time. All the usual bullshit. We're on socials occasionally.
Oh, I'm on socials all the time. I just don't post anything because I don't know what to post.
We're very bad at content creators. We'll figure it out eventually. If you are able to like our episodes or write a review, anything like that, share us on social media, any of that stuff makes a big difference, actually.
Tell your friends.
It would be much appreciated if you could do so.
Spread the good word of a bitch and a witch.
Yeah. Everybody needs these vibes.
Yeah.
Our episode started with Sam saying, "I'm unwell." Who doesn't want to listen to that?
I mean, it's a mood, man. Who isn't unwell every once in a while?
Yeah, for sure. We will be back. Thanks for listening. And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.